Gracious Lord, we thank you very much for this new day and new week you are giving to us. We appreciate your mercies, your favor, blessings, protection last week, provisions of our needs and healings. Thank you for all that you did for us. We bless your holy name. We ask also that you forgive us our failures and shortcomings. Let our sins come under your blood. Thank you for giving us another day to worship you and to also hear your word. We thank you for joining us to your house this morning. We thank you for the blessings that we receive in the Sunday school already. And we thank you, God, for the worship service. We thank you for the testimonies that were given earlier. Thank you for special numbers. We thank you, O God, for your blessings thus far since we have come. We are grateful and we are thankful to you. Lord, as we look up unto you for more of these blessings, because your fountain is inexhaustible. Lord, may you, as your children have sung that there will be showers of blessings, it is a promise that you have made in your word. We pray you condition us to receive the blessings, Lord, that we might be drawn closer unto you, that we might be happy and be joyful, Lord, so that we can be prepared for your coming, that any time you come for your people will not be left behind. That's our purpose of coming to your house again today. We ask that you heal the sick and the afflicted. Lord, we pray you grant the needs of your people. Baptize souls with the Holy Spirit and refill those that are filled already. We pray, O God, that you make yourself plain unto us than before. Thank you, Eternal Father. We thank you for the little renovation that was done here. We thank you for the provision. May you bless the sources where the money is taken from. We also thank you for the provision of this car for your son and the family. We are grateful, we are thankful to you. May your blessing be upon the vehicle. May your hands be upon it, Father. Lord, for excellent performance, Lord. You protect it from thieves, protect it from kidnappers, protect it from accidents, protect it from ungodly mechanics. May the hands of the enemy be taken away from it. May they long enjoy it. May the purpose of having it be gloriously achieved to the glory of your name. Lord, before they are even tired of it, may you provide something better again for them. Thank you, Eternal Father. As many I desire such blessings, make a way for your people. Thank you, King of Glory. Bless us and bless your children that are gathered in like manner in this country and around the nations of the world. May your presence be in their midst. A brother in Bagata to be with him. And bless the saints there also. Thank you, King of Glory. When this service shall come to an end, may we have recourse to give glory and honor unto you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Can please be seated. Welcome ourselves to church in the name of Jesus Christ. Sing and hymn before we read the scriptures. 1, 2, 5. The message of his call.
We are looking for his call in the clouds of heaven.
Adiem, we welcome you. I hope you enjoy Friday Nunu and the rest of it in Abuja as you normally do before. And I think you look fresher now, taking the Friday Nunu and the rest of it. The Lord bless you. We already welcome the evangelist on Wednesday from the street. We thank the Lord for making you safe. And students who traveled and are back, we also welcome you. God bless you richly. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, read from verse 32 to 37. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and put there four leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. May the Lord add this blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of His word. God bless you. You can please be seated. Monday, after the last Sunday was gone, and normally on Monday the body is tired. Sometimes I will just maintain one position for several hours of the day. So when Monday was getting to evening, I said, today is Monday. I said before Jack Robinson, another Sunday will come. Then what will happen? Because I know that pastor has not resumed by then. Then somebody must have to come and say something. And it is not easy to preach. At least, people, sometimes, it's not even everybody that even have the courage to even come and say special. Not because of voice, whatever, but sometimes I discovered that even men, to even face congregation to sing special in our hands sometimes. Yes, have you not seen that before? People that want to sing and they will be facing the pulpit instead of facing congregation. Have you not seen that before? You see, no, sometimes it happens. This is easy to preach. Come stand and face the people you see. When you look at faces only, if God not help you, that will be the end of the sermon. God bless you. So it was immediately that this message came that it will key into the immediate passing one. So I started to study. I went through it three times thereabout. So like it looked as if yesterday evening the sermon went to fade away. When after I've gone through it about three times, I said, if this sermon should be, what would they have? So I just went to bed. So let me go and sleep. When I wake up, see what goes. So when I wake up, the sermon came back. I said, praise God that it's this. Otherwise, you know, sometimes you will get almost to the, I've experienced it before, to the pulpit before I decide what to preach. And it also, in those times, it's very, it could be treacherous. Because all your system will just be disorganized. The congregation will not know because it's only you that is going through inside. Like Yoruba will say, it's so not a pony. So the message we have before us, which some of us know, is titled The Flashing Red Light of the Sign of the Scorpio. We just finished talking about the rapture, though we left an aspect of which we will put it inside this one as we proceed. I want to know there are things that in the morning of the day that the prophet preached this sermon, an event happened in the church when the prophet was preaching. And the prophet was preaching, a brother went off. And when the brother went off, God was kind to him and brought him back. The prophet, when the people, when the thing happened, everybody was agitating, panicking. Sometimes the very person that is very close to you that used to embrace him, if he done another thing now, so we leave and run away from the place. Yeah. The one that they will reverse, which the prophet says is just a hall. It's still the same flesh, nothing else. But there is this suspicion that when life leaves this body, people are scared of moving near the something. Anyway, then the prophet, in giving the testimony as a preview to this sermon, he gave a testimony briefly of some of the instances that God has come on the scene of death being raised to life. At least he listed, including the one that happened that morning, about four of them, which some of them, at least about three of them or two of them, were not part of the ones the prophet used to refer to as the five times that God raised the dead in his ministry. When he talks about those five times, he will say that have medical proof. Medical proof that the person is gone. But there are some that not much of medical proof. Even the one that happened, one of them that happened, that even a doctor was there that checked it, and Abraham still don't use to list it among the five. One happened at the funeral parlor, and or whatever, one Elijah Perry or so, that died of hemorrhage. Those ones are not listed. But raising of the dead is something that is possible, one, if God is not true with the person. Because the prophet said of Brother Way that if God had been true with him, he would have gone this morning. But if God is not true with the person too, he also needs a chosen vessel and gift to also bring the person back. There must be a faith, especially anointed faith, that will come to work at that hour. If that faith is not available, then it's one sign that God does not want to reverse the case. The issue of the son of the Stacles, Julius Stacles. The woman believed, having witnessed some things that God did in the ministry of the prophet. But as much as the woman believed, God has to walk also on the side of the prophet. And the prophet also has to ask the Lord whether it is his will and it's a family that is close to Abraham until the prophet said that in his house, almost everywhere he look at, it will be something that the family gave to him, including even his den robe. So if it's something within his power, it's something he would love to do at all costs. And the man being a military man, he said that there's a military jet or helicopter, whatever, that is standby to go pick the prophet in U.S., bring him to Germany, raise the baby and come back. You see, as if it's something, just go and pick something and return. But those things are beyond the man, the power of human beings sometimes. So, when the prophet asked the Lord, he didn't get any word until, I think, second, third day, when God appeared to the prophet and said, "Don't rebuke that, my hand is in it." So, and the prophet has to call the woman, say, "Go bury your baby. This is what God told me, I should not rebuke it." So later the sister asked the prophet, "Is it that I don't have faith?" The prophet said, "You really have faith. If you did not have faith, you would not have gone that length." Say, "But despite that faith, the will of the Lord is supreme, above the faith that mortal could have." So God raises the dead, and he can still raise the dead. God heals the sick, and he can still heal the sick. He promised. The disciples were even given authority and power to raise the dead, but they could not raise every dead. And it is only the dead that God will program to be raised. Healing of the sick is more general than raising the dead. Because as long as we are here, the Bible says it is the will of God that we prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. And the prophet says, "According to your faith." Jesus says, "According to your faith." And everyone that approached Jesus Christ, we ask them, "Do you believe I can do this thing that you are asking?" When they say yes, then he will say, "Be it unto you according to your faith." And we have the records in the Bible. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You see, he's the sick, the same. In fact, every day healing takes place. Healing takes place practically every day under the sun. If your faith rises up, you receive your healing. I don't think there's one person here that have not enjoyed healing before. Young and old, everybody has received healings. And those healings are still available to as many as believe while we are here on the surface of the earth. Within the time that we have, I will try not to be long. It's a lengthy sermon, but I will just maybe pick a few things for now. And then, if God wants us to continue the sermon, we will continue. If not, then we just spoke about the message of rapture. And now we are speaking about the flashing red light. You don't flash light during the day. It's in the night you flash light. If police is on the road at this time now, and they begin to flash lights, people will say that something's wrong with the police. Because the flashing light is because It is that time. And then they are showing you that one to be able to see clearly that we are here. And we want you to stop. And that is the reading of the flash. But if somebody is coming and he cannot see those flashing of light, he will see them. Will he see them? He will not see. Of course, we have a lot of moving blind people. Let's put it physically first. You see it in driving. Somebody is driving and he on his pointer. Because of the too close distance that people maintain sometimes, they will not be able, especially the Okadas, they can't see the pointer. Where they are, is already beyond where they can see the pointer. Because there is a distance, a minimum distance, that is legally allowed by the traffic laws for you to keep from this, between this and that one. Which hardly does anybody do that one. It's bumper to bumper. The motorcycle, that one is worse. It is everywhere that is space. The driving law permits you to, in Nigeria, to overtake by the left side. But every side is for the motorcycle. Every side. So when somebody is turned, they will say, "Close share, are you driving like that? Because show here, can you see?" And the driver also will say, "Oh, you have four, oh, really? Pointer, and he knows the pointer." So sometimes in Nigeria driving, after you know that your pointer is working well, except you check through your mirror that at the back, the person gives you no space and they can see the pointer. When you watch the way the person is driving, you know whether this one is seeing the pointer or not. If you see the speed is bringing, and you know that this one you are not sure is skinning, you better have to maintain where you are for so that it can go. If not, as you are turning, it's giving it to you right at the driver's side. And when the whole thing become rowdy and the rest of it, especially with Okada, before 10 minutes, you have up to 50 Okadas packed. And they will be the one to judge the case. Is this man that drove off? He's the one that, because this is their colleague. So that is why today people went down from their whatever and use hand as the second pointer. Because this one that he put there, people don't see it. So you bring out your hand and do like this one that you are going this way. It may look primitive, but you do something to save your life. May the Lord be our help. Now we are talking about the, you see, because this topic, if we don't understand it, then the things that is going to be said will look like entertainment. We are talking of flashing red lights, of the sign of his coming. We read from the book of Matthew 24. But from the beginning of this book of Matthew, came questions to Jesus Christ himself. And these questions was that, because he went with the disciples and they took him to the temple that was built, and they were expecting him to give eulogies, accolades to those that built the temple, the effort they put forth, the money they spent, the years of labor. They were expecting Jesus Christ to really praise these people. Try. God bless them and bless them. But to their surprise, he began to speak of the destruction of it. He said, "See all these things? A time is coming that one stone will not be left on the other that will not be thrown down." The thing shook them. So as they move further, they came back to him and asked him questions. Say, "Please tell us, this thing you have just said, when will it come to pass?" So we will not be able to come and pray in this temple. We will not be able to come and worship in this temple. Tell us when it will be. Not only that, when you are telling us, please also tell us
about the sign of your coming. Because you have been talking that you go away, you come back. What will be the sign of your coming? Then when you are answering that question, please also add this one to it. What will be the sign of the end of the world? Then he started answering them questions. And in answering the question, he told them precisely that I can only give you signs about my coming. But the day, the hour, I can't tell you that one. Because even now, as I'm standing here, I don't know yet. He's talking about, because if the eternal spirit, the Father that is inside of him, has given him that information, that revelation, because he loved his disciples, and according to the scripture, he loved them to the uttermost, he will have released it to them. He said, I don't call you servants, but I call you friends. Because the friend makes everything known to his friend. I tell you everything. But this one was hidden until, he said, not even the angels. He said, that is kept secret exclusively only to the eternal spirit, which is the Almighty God. But he told them about the destruction of the temple, which is now history. And that destruction that he told them, these disciples believed what he told them. There were instructions in it. There were warnings in it. And they listened to the instructions and they took the warnings. So all of them escaped that destruction. It's not only that the temples will be destroyed, human beings will also be destroyed. This did not happen just in a 1 week or 1 month something. It took time before everything came to end. A lot of people, because that time when it was to come to pass, Titus the general with his army, they barricaded the gate. You can't climb the wall of Jerusalem. The only way of exit is to pass through the gate. And in case you have a ladder or anything, say you want to climb, soldiers are around the wall, around the back. As you are climbing, they are using something to bring you down. He barricaded the place, broke them inside. When all their food store finished, there is no way to go to farm to go and bring another one. There is no way to go outside to go and bring another one. People that want to come and sell from outside cannot come inside. Everybody stay away. So it got to a time that all the grass become vegetables. That they ate all the grass of themselves. This one is not the locust now. Now human being. May God be merciful. Let us read from verse 1 of Matthew 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? These are the three questions. This thing you said about the temple, when will it happen? Two, what will be the sign of your coming And what will be the sign of the end of the world? Then Jesus started to answer them. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. Because every time God made promises, there are impersonators, there are deceivers. Because Satan, their father, he will anoint them so that he will divert their attention from what is to be expected, what they are to look onto, the preparation they are supposed to make, their attention will be diverted. Many for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. When people are saying they are Christ, they are saying that Jesus is come back. So don't expect the coming of Christ again. There have been a lot of claim in this continent here only. If not be now, that some of them are silent. There was the rise of Hare Krishna, as the rise of Guru Maharaj. Though Guru Maharaj is still alive. But he said, he's still there. The man that said will not die. If you go and look at him and compare him to what he used to be about 20 years ago, he himself will tell you that death has set inside. If he wants to be honest with himself. The way you should go about before you see him anywhere again. One day, they will announce it. Even if they buy them, say, don't tell anybody. People will finally know that the man is dead. It is a lie. He called himself perfect master on earth. And one of the descriptions they put there is the kingdom of God on earth. How deceptive. He was accused one time of land encroachment by the state government. Can God encroach land? But one funny thing is that human beings still follow him. They still worship him. They still give him their resources. Why? They cannot see the flashlight. This period is what the Bible calls the evening of the world. This period, the Bible calls it the dark time of the world. And that is why lights are flashed. That is when you can see the flashing clearly. Because if you flash in the afternoon, it will not show. But because this is the end of all things, this is when things are rounding up, we are already getting to the dark time of the world. It's dark already. Then if you see a flash, that is, we are only talking now to people that have eyes. Because no matter, like we used to have that adage, the prophet says that the light is no use to a blind man. If somebody is blind here now, he didn't know whether we own the light or not. He didn't know whether it's bright or it's what, because he's always constantly in darkness. So there are many human beings, the majority, that are spiritually blind. So no matter how much these signs are flashing, they don't see it. And yet, according to the prophet, anywhere you look, say when you step out of your house, when you step out of your office, when you step out of church, everywhere is full of the flashing lights. But it is only for people that have eyes to see that will see it. And may none of us save be part of this flashing light. May I not be somebody that will be looked at and we say, true, the end has come. Because the flashing light we are talking about, we are not talking about animals. We are talking about human beings. That is where the emphasis actually of the flashing light is. Things that you will look and just as they were told at that time, Jesus told them.
Maybe let's read the scripture for that.
Especially concerning the first answer.
Let me read from verse 15.
That is where the first answer, the answer to the first. You see, it's not arranged chronologically the way they ask the question. It will take a prophet to rearrange it. So the first of all did not talk about the first question, but it was later from verse 15, he started talking about the first question. He said, when ye therefore shall see, that is somebody that have eyes. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand.
Jesus did not talk into play. He said, those that read, let them understand. See, I was. Hey, God be merciful. I was invited somewhere to give an exhortation recently. I really was having in mind that Christians should be seated there. But when I begin to see that the place is populated, with the language, I said, hey. God be merciful. These people, they are only nice when you don't speak about their religion.
You say one word about their religion, you will see literally Satan will come out. Literally, Satan will come out.
About 2 years or 3 years ago, that's what happened to one Deborah Water in Kano. What did she say? They stone her to death.
That case is ready. Nobody was prosecuted.
That's all. Now the population of the other religion, Muslim and Christian, it has gone so far that Muslim religion, because the rate of their multiplication is up to about 5-6 times of the Christians. In the majority, Christians marry one wife. They marry unlimited wives. Their books say 4, but some of them marry up to 10, 15, 20. Because in the course of time, after they have lived with some and they are giving about 4 children, they divorce. They bring another one. So the rate of their production is far, far higher. There are many Christians that, even if they don't have a child, they will still stay with their single wife.
That's right. Many does that. At least I know of two in our community.
They are pastors in the day. They stay with their wife. And they don't have an issue. One adopted children, the other one has not been adopted.
And there are many, so may the Lord be gracious.
They will kill you. In the time of the prophet, when he was even preaching to a country that is 90-something% Christians, there were attempts to kill him that time. There has to be a time that people were blocking with their body so that bullet will not eat it. This one hazarded their life that if bullet want to eat it, let it eat up, but not this one.
And he was talking about scriptures. Now, in this place, Jesus said, when you shall see the abomination spoken of by Daniel the prophet, Daniel the prophet had prophesied. Because Daniel was greatly beloved according to the scripture. He lived, according to the prophet, as a young boy between the age of 12 and 14 years. He was taken captive with the others to Babylon. And while he was in there, according to his own words, he was reading the prophecy of Jeremiah the prophet, which we call the sermon book of his own day. And he was reading it, and one thing that thrilled me is to see a boy of that age traveling and have the consciousness of, even though when war is broken, they will be hastening out. It's not a journey you prepare for. The people come on you suddenly and say, oh yeah, out everybody. He may not pick many clothes. He may not pick many shoes. But he picked the word of God along with him. That wherever I am, I will go with this one. And he carried that one and he was studying it. I don't want to go too much into Daniel's from something. But by the time he studied it and saw according to the prophecy, the time that they are supposed to spend in that place according to the prophecy, you know somebody? And I prophesied that it will be 3 years or 2 years or whatever, they will be back. 2 years they will be back. Of course, he died for it. These 2 years have passed. They are now about 68 years. And when Ananias gave that prophecy, there will be people that will say amen to Ananias. I wonder whether those people repented. Even though they did not die, they will not make heaven. Spirit of lies is inside of them. Now, when Daniel saw it, and he knew that the reason they were in that place is because of their sin. Because when you trace him back into far Old Testament in Deuteronomy, it's already in prophecy that when you do like this, that I will inspire countries to come and carry you captive. So they are going to Babylon is in fulfillment of the previous prophecy. Not only just that. This same Jeremiah in chapter 25, he spoke to them the reason why God is bringing the punishment. He said, I've done this for you, but this is your what you did in return. This, and because of this that you have done, this is what now I will do. So, Daniel was now praying. Say, God, forgive us our sins. The sins that our fathers committed, forgive them. He was crying unto God on behalf of himself and every other person. Which, if you want to really talk about it, he did not contribute to those sins. If he had left at the age of 12, he's still under the covering of the blood of Christ. Though it has not been shed, but he's still at the age of innocence. And from the time he got to Babylon, we saw his life. He purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. And God was dealing with him. So by the time he was now praying unto God and the rest of it, having spent 60 years in Babylon, he only was asking for only one thing. Only one thing. That when are we going back? Your prophet said 2 years. Within these 2 years, will we go back? I mean, as an extension of our punishment. While he was praying, the angel was dispatched from heaven to come and give him answers. And the angel had it rough on the way. For 21 years, he was dragging it. The 21 days, he was dragging it with the king of Persia, which initially was his senior when they were both in heaven before. Because the king of Persia was the second in command to God before he lost his estate and kicked out of heaven. Even though he was kicked out of heaven, he still has his powers. He was not derobed of his powers. And he now stayed in the sky. The prophet said he weighed up the prayers of the saints there. If you are in a prayer, you know they reach anywhere. That is why the Bible talks about those that diligently seek him. Not quickly seek him. He won't reach anywhere. Because the king of Persia is there to block any prayer that does not have substance. And the source from where the prayer will come from will be a clear fountain. Not a fountain that is full of wiggle taste, full of unbelief and doubt and sin. God will never take such prayers. While Daniel kept praying, Israel has been dispatched. But the king of Persia, he began to judge God. You have never failed before. Quoting the scripture, your word is here and amen. When you say it, nothing can make it not to happen. Because your word has said that heaven and earth will pass away, the joy will never go fulfilled. The word that has gone out of your mouth, they will never return unto you void. This is your promise. This and I was digging it out like that in prayer. And that is how to pray. Quoting God's word back to him. That is actually the prayer that works. Not the prayer of God, oh God, see me here now. God doesn't work on all those ones. God is see me here. See me here now. See what I'm passing through. Are you the people that passed before? They pass through your own 10 times. Those are not the sort of things. You go to God's promises and quote them back to Him. That is the only thing that holds us hand. That's when you are praying. Sometimes people will be praying and they are complaining. Those ones, he will really God. I'm sure God will just turn his eye away from there and listen to those that are praying correctly. Daniel was praying. Gabriel was there, digging it out with it. Say, I get message for Daniel. I'm coming from the presence of God. I'm not saying you didn't get message. Neither will I say you should not go and deliver your message. But you are fine where to pass. You can't pass this. This is my kingdom now. Since you sent me here, you see me come and disturb you there again. I stay here where I did. You stay your space. Let me also stay my space. They drag it out for 21 days. And Daniel did not stop the prayer. Daniel said, now fight to finish. Because me, I've never seen God as a disappointment before. So this thing, it must happen. Then Jesus in his angelic form, Michael, which is the archangel, the head of all the angels. Because that is Jesus in his angelic form. Then is what is wrong with this thing, God? What is wrong with this friend? Then he step out. By the time the king of Persia saw him, he shifted. He just shifted. And then Angel Gabriel came down. I said, Daniel, a man greatly beloved. He said, from the beginning of your supplication, from the beginning of your prayer, I received instruction to bring you the answers. Say, but the king of Persia withstood me. What Daniel asked for, only one thing. Then God gave him a summary of what will happen to the Jews from that time to the end of the world. That is why the answer of Jesus Christ was an extract from the message to Daniel. Because everything which contains the times of the Gentiles, according to the scripture, the times of the Gentiles is from that time of Daniel till the end of the world. So the answer of Jesus now was an extract from the message that was given to Daniel. Jesus told them, When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, whoso standeth in the holy place, whoso did they let him understand? There are two things to find out from here. What is this abomination that will cause desolation? Number two, where is the holy place? The second answer is very simple. Because the only city, according to the scripture, is Jerusalem. And the holy place is the temple. So he was telling, he was saying that there is coming an abomination that will come and stand in that holy place. And the prophet said, which even now all the Christendom are getting aware of that, that the abomination is the mosque of Oman. Because that temple was destroyed, which was the holy place. And the mosque of Oman was built on that spot. And that is one of the wahala that has busted between Isaac and Ishmael since. Because when God Almighty brought them from Egypt to Palestine, he drew the map. Now we have the state of Palestine. Then we also have the nation of Israel. And Palestine and Israel, they are loggerhead. And every day their war is getting more messier and messier. And the nations of the world, majority of them, because they are blind, they are siding the state of Palestine. Only handful is supporting Israel, because majority is blind. They don't know who God is with. Like in that place, I was talking about Ishmael, Esau and Jacob. That God bless one. You see, I love one, I hate the other one. And really, my point that was getting that group to see is that when Jacob was to return home, though he was blessed by God, but in getting that blessing, there are a lot of crooked things that were involved, which God allowed. Those crooked things he did, they are there. It was when he finished all those crooks. That was when the mother not to witness the death of him, which he cannot die. Because when God says, I bless somebody, he will not, he's not to bless with death, he will not kill him. He has a program for him in the future. The mother said, run away from here. Since that time that he ran away, 20 years, he has not set his eye on his brother. And this is the time now he wants to go and see the brother. When he was close to hope, he sent a messenger to go and find out. Tell my brother, greet him. Tell him that I want to see him. The messengers came back quickly. They said, we saw your brother. If I hear him say he's coming to see you, and there are 400 people with him. Eh? 400 to go and meet with how many? Then fear set it. He remember how they parted. The last word of his brother was that he will not leave. And he did not see what will have changed his mind, because he has collected the blessings. And it was from that time, it was all that he labored for 20 years. He surrendered everything. He sent everything to Esau just to find favor to live. All his labor for 20 years. He released all of them just to be able to see his brother's face. I was telling these people that before you leave this earth, all that you have done, you will remember everything. They will all come before you. You can be doing what you like, boom, 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 boom. When that time comes, the ones you have forgotten now that you cannot remember now, all of them will come back. The only thing that can help you is that at every junction, when you realize evil you have done, make it right where well, and be so sure that it's under the blood. Otherwise, it is coming. You yourself may be forget. People may also forget. God does not forget. It's in his record. At the point of death, they are all coming. May the Lord be our help. In answering the first question, Jesus was telling these people that when you see this part of the prophecy of Daniel coming to pass, when this abomination that will cause desolation will come to pass, see, when you read, understand. Let me read the next verse. Then let instructions now. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let the which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Don't do like the wife of Lot. I won't carry this one. The fire almost catch her in Sodom. They spied the fire that the angel had to literally lay hand on them one by one and drag them out of the city. The last instruction she could not keep. Unbelief is in the heart. She did not believe the angel's words. The daughters of Lot and their husband that are already married, that are also living in Sodom at that time, they also had the message from Lot, their father. The Bible said their words look like somebody that is mocking. Which story is daddy bringing now? I mean, in this modern something, see what daddy is saying now. That fire will destroy here. You don't know anything. When God says fire, I mean fire. Go and ask them in Los Angeles. Is it not what the prophet said yet? These are preambles. About 130,000 people have lost their accommodation. Everybody is speaking their portmoto. You can't carry much. You move fast. Just one or two things and move. And up to now, they have not been able to quench all the fires. As sophisticated as the U.S. is, the fire is just going like that. All their effort, they say, is not helping much. In this same present world that we are in, is a flashing red light sign of his call. What a man sow, that will he reap. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, that is those that are pregnant. And to them that give suck, and those that have babies that is in suck. How will you run? Because this time, husband no go wait for wife. When proper war come, love no reach the hell. I am telling you. Love, make sure you run on. Sometimes. Love, don't wait. And he's running. The practical thing is so here. In Los Angeles, they know they wait for anybody. Nobody is waiting for another person. Parents is not waiting for child. Everybody is on their own life safety force. Yoruba said, if fire touch you, touch your child, you first of all remove the one in your body, before you remember the one that said. By the time you remember the one on your child, that's if the child is not yet born. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. After those instructions that he has given to them, if you are in this place, stay there. Don't come back to the house to pick anything. If you are in the mountain, don't need to come down. This and that. After those instructions, then he now give them prayer requests. Because it's not something that he himself will organize. Is the force of the enemy come to them? He said, you pray that the time you will run away will not be in the winter. Like I always say, We don't have winter in Nigeria. It's only those that have gone to winter place that they know what winter. You can't run anywhere in winter. Your blood will congeal and you don't fall down. And that's all. There's a part. Now, when the prophet was talking about the birth of Christ, I think, he said the mountains of Judea is also inch thick of snow. You can't walk. There is shoes David used to walk on snow. Let's leave that. Is he also pray that it not be on the Sabbath when everybody will be in the temple? They will just come and slaughter them inside. Now, this is that he was saying, remember, he was telling his disciples, because they themselves came to ask him privately. And Jesus never go to anywhere to go and make it a public preaching. It was only private to those that believe him, those that follow him. They are the only ones he was telling this. It was a secret he left with them. When the event happened, like the prophet said in the message of uniting time and sign, the prophet said that because these people did not believe Jesus Christ as the Messiah, when this event happened and Titus General compassed the city about, they didn't know what Jesus said. But the believers of Jesus, because they knew it, they escaped. But that is when some people see that, okay, trouble is coming. They ran to the temple where Jesus said they should not come. But this other one, because they didn't know the spirit, they now go to the temple, want to go and pray. That is not the time that God will hear prayer. There is time for everything. There is time to run. There is time to pray. There is time to ask for mercy. Watch out for what is supposed to be done at every time and follow the instructions. That is the answer to the first question. Then he went further and talked about the second question. See, what will be the sign of thy coming? If you look at from verse 6, after I say many from verse 5. Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Say, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. But they are part of the flashing red light sign. Nation shall rise against nation, as that happened. Kingdom against kingdom, as it happened. There shall be famines and pestilences. Is it happening? Hard places, diverse places. Is it happening? All these are the beginning of sorrows. Beginning, not the real sorrow. Beginning of sorrows. The Nigerian thieves are there, promising better Nigeria. They are false prophets. Say they got whatever came from, is it from China? How many billion dollars now? When they say they go and get $5-6 billion, about $2 billion of those dollars is not going for the project. It's going for sharing. These are devils incarnate. There are people that has no fear of God in their heart. There are people that are literally worshippers of Satan. The sorrows, the difficulties, the problems, joblessness, bad hospitals, now the thing that we are suffering here, they are the one that, and they know that they are the one causing it. A project that they say is going to cost $10 million, know that that project, they will never spend up to $5 million in it. Because the Ogabarapata, I will not mention, Ogabarapata will hold the 40% and take away about 30% and put in his pocket. Then the second in command, the other people, some will be at the rest of them, they will also be collecting their own. The supervising engineer will collect his own, otherwise the job will never pass. Then the person that is giving the contract, when they see all that have been taken, it is on top of him we are going to collect the VAT and the tax of everything. If I will say, it is my name that is on this thing and my company address of it. Him say, first of all, take one something and put it aside. See, Abu Abale, this one are the retirement benefit of this job. Then whatever the money is remaining, that is now what will be spent on that. All our roads, why are they spoiling? It's because of fraud. The design is perfect. The paper design, perfect. If it is executed like that one, I am telling you, the roads will last for 40, 50 years. But the execution is stealing. May the Lord be merciful. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. Now, if there is any day of false prophets, it's today. There has never been any generation that witnessed false prophets like today. We have political prophets. We have different prophets of different category. Prophecy by analysis. No. Prophecy by whatever means each one is making their own prophecy. I'm not interested in all those prophets. Some of our big people. Pastors and Jews. January 1, they will come and make prophecy for the year. There is nothing to that. The one you yourself go and analyze all the ones you have made before. How many of them got to pass? You go that is giving the new one for 2025. Go and check the one you made from 2020 year by year. Read them to yourself and answer this question. How many of them got to pass? You are a liar! And because he's talking to people that are blind, all of them keep quiet. They will say, Baba, the one of last year, we have not seen, that one never got to pass finish. The 2-year-old is still outstanding. Then how do we believe this new one you are bringing up? False prophets. And our people sit down there, available to bring in their money, bring in their resources, do everything. Calling them Baba and the rest of you. May God have mercy upon us. This guy preaching only inside, we can preach it here. You go preach a master, and you can't come back from the place. You can't come back from the place. The flash of the last sign of his coming. We just sang. We are praying for the advent of our blessed Savior. The advent is the coming of our blessed Savior. The one who has promised life to all that trust his grace. And we know that his coming is pending and the message has been given. Very soon we'll see our Lord face to face. As we are praying for that, As we are asking, as we are expecting that one, we must open our eyes and see whether the signs are showing or they are not showing. If the signs are showing,
the prophet gave an analogy
of someone traveling by train.
That when you get to the train station
and the train has not arrived to that place,
say then people can move around, buy some peanuts, buy some things, eat, maybe those that drink Coke, a bottle of Coke, and drink.
Yeah, but by the time you see the light of the something flashing like this,
he
said, you better drop the peanuts, and whatsoever you have in your hand, pick your suitcase, and be ready where you are to board the train, because it's not stopping for long, and I don't know whether they will recover their money if they miss whatever. In this Nigeria, you miss something like that, it's your fault. That's just all. You will see your money again. If it is flight, there is minimum time you have to get to tell them that you will not be able to make the trip before you can get any refund. But you miss it without anything. That is the end, 100% of that thing. You have lost that money, it's gone with that.
So when the train arrives, there is time that is allocated for you to stay there.
So if you see balance of where you are eating the peanut and you want to finish the story that your friend is telling you, you are telling your friend. And the rest of it, as if you are the one that is the owner of the train.
You will be surprised. One of the times I used to go to the east.
Now I travel through this night journey, though those night buses, I can't count the number of times. It will be more than 50 times. If not, far, far more.
One of the times I bought my ticket in Fesinachi.
So by the time I was coming, I ran into a hold up. And I know around the time they normally leave. So finally, I got up, I got an Okada. The Okada also was battling with the traffic.
When I got to roundabout, which is just a stone throw to their back, that's when I saw the bus.
I brought out my ticket. I showed it to them like this. They don't see anything.
That money is gone.
I have to take another money, go and enter another one, which I have to stand up for some time, sit on some paper they put in the.
This one they call a kaka.
I know how far I suffer for that.
That one is still good though.
This one we are talking about is far more serious than that.
Amen.
The flashing red light sign of his coming.
Like I said, we just scratch the surface and then some other time. Maybe we'll proceed.
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
The love of many shall wax cold.
Today, we are not talking of love of. We are talking of the love of God.
The love for his word.
What you love, you prioritize.
What you love, you give attention to it.
What you love, you make it your point of preference than any other thing.
If you love something, people will know you love it.
Some people love meat very well.
Then even if they want to spend 1,000 naira to eat, about 800 naira will be meat.
Yes.
Because they love meat.
Some people just bring the apple, just put one small corner, but just make the apple to be big.
You will know.
Anything somebody loves, gradually it is shown.
I know a minister that loves electronics.
phone. When he see new phone like this, he will buy. He see another one, he will buy. Until the wife was complaining, what are you doing with these phones? So when he saw that the complaint was watched, once he buy the thing, he will remove it from the pack, squeeze the pack, throw it away. Take the phone, enter the house quietly, and slot it inside one place. So you keep it there. After about 3 weeks or so, you now bring it out and be pressed. You bought another one, say, this will not be today. This will not be today. I got it inside already. See, I got it already. Because he just loved electronics. Computer, laptop, and he loved them. That's how people have love for different things. And you will not see this love manifested until there is money. When the money passes that person's road, you know what the person loves. Let's leave that one there. Because iniquity shall abound. The love of many is Jesus Christ that used his mouth to say it. Many people that have like, say they have love before, he said their love will wax cold. That is why today there is so much pleading to people how to serve God. Do you need somebody to tell me to serve God? Does somebody need to tell me to serve God? To serve God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one that formed me in my mother's womb, the one that owned my life, the one that determines my future, the one that say he has gone to prepare a place for me, the one that without him I can do nothing, the one that has my breath in his hand, if he says it's okay today, that is the end of it. Is it that person somebody will not to tell somebody a fellow human being will now be persuading me as you serve him? Not be me. Not me. You tell somebody else. Those are not the kind of sermons that I need. Of course, anybody can make any claim. But manifestation is interpretation. But Jesus that said, iniquity shall abound. And what is iniquity? Iniquity is what somebody knows is right, but refuses to do it. It's iniquity. For instance, somebody comes to church on Sunday. He look at you that this Sunday morning service is okay. I'm not talking of visitors now. I'm talking of members. Then he look at you at the afternoon. Let's go to Ventura. Then the person wants to come and tell me, Abraham, I really love God. Don't waste your strength. I don't care the language you used to say it. This is what I've been looking at. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Who are these many? The one that leaves service and go to Ventura is one of them. I don't know who they are. But when I read the scriptures, then we apply it. These are flashing red lights of his cup. I cannot deliberately, purposely put a program on Sunday except it is completely too vital and there is just no way around it. Let me remind you something. Before I got married, you know, Yoruba people, they have a custom of being introduction on Sundays. I don't know, I think they have shifted ground a little. But in those days, that's what they do. It's on Sunday. So when the family of my wife said, our introduction is Sunday, I said, it cannot work. My father agreed, because that's the norm. My mother out there, our family, everybody agree, and the rest of the car. I say, I will not go.
Well,
pastor said, unless you cause wahala, go. So that day, the pastor shifted. I should preach in the evening. He gave me the morning service. He now took the evening. My wife also came to church. Water we did not drink. If you see the way we are spoken to, the rain were on us. What kind of religion? What kind of something like that? You know, I put one ear from my body. Everybody know that the way they have decided to serve God. Brother Paul said, in the way that is called heresy, that's the way I worship the God of my fathers. The way I have decided to serve God, nobody can take that one from me. It's an individual affair. That is something that vital, that is very important. It has to do about my marriage. But still, you drag it seriously. Brother was there and his wife. They were also there. Of course, you go and bring list, and you brought wine and things like that. You are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. Because they already know me when they even wrote the list. It was only Shinab, they put there, every other thing was whatever. So I went to meet my aunt-in-law with me. I went to meet her and I said, greeted her. Thank you, ma'am. I saw this your list too. It looks fine. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your consideration. I said, there's only one thing I see there. I don't know. I want us to look at it. Say this Shinab. Ah, say that one is the one for prayer. I said, but you know that this something is alcohol, is a go-go. She said, yes. I said, we now, we are Christians, we don't drink. I said, you are Christian, you don't drink. She got the message. Who are we going to give to offer the prayer? When you are drinking something God does not want, and you want to pray, see human being. See how somebody can be deceived. You are drinking ogogoro alcohol that God hates. And then you are using it to pray. Hey! To who are you praying to? So she said, okay. By now, I'm holy. Thank you. When my nephew went to wed, and they brought the list, I see it is full of alcohol. So when she went there, there's a church in the place, in the village. Go and see the pastor so that you discuss this. Well, he said, when he said the pastor is not around, he only met the wife. When he mentioned the thing before the wife, he said the wife said, it's the traditional that even the husband also bought it when she the man. Give me your father-in-law's phone number. So I called him. God bless you, sir. Talk. This thing that I saw, as the only one, all this alcohol thing is an abomination. We cannot buy it for you. I said, you know what we do? Go and completely clean this list and bring another one that is free of alcohol. That's how we can continue to be aware. The man has to do it. There is no compromise in the heart of a believer. If he's a believer, he's a believer. She just gave a brother one list like that recently. She sold me. This one is not the Christian list too. Who is writing this one? No matter what they say that this is how they do it in our place. I think that is not how they do it in Christianity.
But if someone does not have the real faith, he quietly compromises and moves ahead. There's no problem. Sometimes there are physical benefits in compromise. Compromise give you plenty of friends. Compromise give you a lot of favor physically. It could give you wealth. Compromise. It could make you very wealthy. But one day, you will still meet it. Just like the wealth of Jacob. All of them become valueless for him. The labor of 20 years became nothing to him. He discarded all of them. Just to find peace. Just to stay alive. That is how he got him where he is. One day, you will meet up with it. Amen, Jesus. May God have mercy upon us. Flashing the last time of his coming. Somebody that will preach the truth, he cannot make the people to laugh and be happy. Especially when we are talking to our people. When you are talking to us, be careful. You may not return back from there. I warn you again. You can water their appetites. When you water their appetite, they will say, ah, this is a man of God, this is a man of God. Not that you tell lies, but just water their appetite with the good side, the one that looks fine. Then, anyone that is a child of God there may want to find you later. Say, ah. So that is where you catch that one. The flash red light sign of his call. Everywhere we look, you will see the sign. Let's proceed. We will soon close now. I'm not going to even state it 12 today. I will close a few minutes now. The next time, and I've not even left one page. I'm not left one page, but you know, if we want to, and I don't think it's up to 2 years after me pastor this way. If I check this something, I will know the date it passed. I will don't know whether I will go the details the way it went, but I will just jump on it the way I feel like jumping on it. Then we'll move further again. The Lord bless you. I say, God bless you. Amen. When we were speaking on the message of the rapture, the prophet told us that Jesus spoke of his second coming than he spoke of his death. Because that is more. Speaking about his death to the disciples brought sorrow for them. In fact, one day Peter said that, look, Master, when you are in your sermons, there are things you need to watch. Don't bring discouragement to your sermons. Since we have followed you, you call us. You have been the one that will look up to everything. And now you are saying you will leave us. What are you trying to do? Churches will not take us. We don't have any friend again. Everything is against us. You are the only one that we are looking up. Now you are saying you want to go. What did Jesus say? Get him behind me, Satan. He's not saying Peter is Satan. But the spirit that is speaking from Peter. Because he's acting according to what has been written. Then the prophet said that in answering the question about his coming, Jesus made a reference to the days of Noah. Let me try and change the verse now.
All right. For the days of Noah's work, that was okay. Let me read from verse 36 and 37. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, Jesus, in answering that second question, to make it precise, he made a reference to the days of Noah. And the prophet said, for us to understand it, then we have to go and check the days of Noah. And the days of Noah, of course, Jesus himself made a little reference for that, as he said that, for in the days that were before the flood, which is the days of Noah, say they were eating, which is legitimate. They were drinking, which is legitimate. They were marrying and giving in marriage, which is legitimate. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark. But this, even marrying and things that he said, when we go back actually to the days of Noah, we will see more details. The marriage was happening in two ways, so to say, the legitimate and the illegitimate. So before we close, let's peep a little at the days of Noah. Genesis chapter 6. From verse 1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. This verse 1 and verse 2. Is a major emphasis. The first verse talks about multiplication of people on earth. And Jesus is saying that when this multiplication again comes, it will come like that, which now the population is exploding. Some are even physically dying of hunger. Because there is no sufficient food for people to feed. Of course, two things are causing it majorly. One of it is the corruption that happens in every country. And the other one is the war that is happening because about 90% of the heart resources is spent for this war. The money that is used to get the equipment and things to be able to destroy the fellow human being is more than what we feed a continent together, just in one continent. If you don't have the war, whatever, what we are spending on, look at the time of Jonathan. How many? Is it $1 million or $1 billion? Is it $2 billion or whatever? That they say they took that time through Sambo or men. Eh? Dasuki or whatever. About $2 billion. To go and buy ammunition. $2 billion. I don't know how many years budget that is. Nigeria. And the money did not even go anywhere. That money was just taken and shared. Because Nigeria has a constitution that does not prosecute a president. Terrible constitution. Nobody knew how many Jonathan himself pocketed. You think somebody can carry that money that Jonathan will approve, and then
they never bought the person.
The person that signed it does not.
It will not be less than 40% that will go to his own account. Before those years.
All the ones you are hearing say this one. Do they near what that figure?
They don't near that figure at all.
At least you might break away, you call her. That woman, Jezebel. She carried years of Nigeria resources and run to UK and stay back there. And they are saying they are looking at
what law are you looking at?
Did you look at the law before you go and bring a canon, canon, whatever to this Nigeria?
Hey!
Hypocrisy.
What are you telling me? Are you kidding me?
You tell somebody else. Sometimes they look at as if they are ruling over imbeciles. People that cannot think. And because people themselves, I don't know. For us to witness this thing and we don't make the right door, you will be of all men most miserable. The people are languishing in wealth. They have enough store for many generations of born.
And you are here, you finish first degree, second degree, third degree, no work.
It has gotten there now.
Initially, it was first degree.
Later, master has become like also first degree. Now, a lot of doctors now without work. Plenty.
That country, Nigeria. They rated our new president as the, I think number three of the corrupt leader in the world. They didn't do as if they see it. You see somebody has come with the thing that didn't know who is doing. By the time he finished, what is he doing? What is he doing?
When they mentioned his name, I knew that when he was in Lagos, half of Lagos became his home. Where is this country to be able to have an estate in Abuja of 783 duplexes and they don't know the owner? Nigeria. You talk of the land it will cover? When they were bringing the materials? Up to now, the information is not come out.
Look.
If when you don't have partaker of this world resources, and you are also still not a Christian, then you are living in preliminary hell, waiting for the greater hell to come.
If you want to wake up, wake up. If you have eyes to see, open it.
Me, I will never tell you not to come to church and sleep.
Sleep.
You can sleep. I will not ask you to read the Bible. Don't read the Bible. I will not ask you to read the message. Don't read the message.
Remember, it was sent to some people.
So if you are not part of those people that were sent to, don't bother yourself.
Whether we like it, we don't like it,
the end will come.
Jesus said it is near, even at the door.
Some of us are still liars.
Oh, sure.
Some of us possibly have unforgiving spirits.
No, it's not everything we can be talking.
Recently, a boy called me recently. A brother and a message.
And we greeted New Year. We have not spoken for over a year.
It's not from here.
So I asked, are you hearing from your dad and your mom? He said, he's not hearing from his dad. He said, his dad did not pick his call.
I said, what happened?
Then he told me what happened. From over a year, him and his dad have not spoken. Him and his mom have not spoken.
The dad is a pastor.
The dad is keeping malice for over a year.
The mother is also forced to be keeping malice for over a year.
And so on and so forth. And he's a pastor in the message.
This week that just ended, I got a call from somewhere in this country. There was some crisis in the church. The deacon and the pastor was having fracas.
Now the deacon finally has died.
When he died, the information came out that one of the members, which I know that one very well,
took the pastor to somewhere to go and do juju
for this one.
And the pastor had boasted that the man will die. And he has died.
Forget about all the sanctimonious appearance of people in church. This thing is an individual affair. The things that we get to know sometimes, if you come and tell you, you might feel that maybe, but the message is true. 100% the truth. Because the Bible said, a time comes that the holy people will remain holy. And the feeding will remain feed. So the hour we are coming into is reaching a point of separation here and there. So I wouldn't know your present condition. We haven't touched the message, we'll proceed next time. But we are closing here now. Because we still go back and properly look at the days of Noah to be able to apply it to our time. And may not be that yourself or myself or any of us become that red signal, that red light flash for others to get prepared, while those that is using a signal have been prepared for destruction.
It is happening on a daily basis. Forget about brother Kenny, baby.
Face your life. Seek out your salvation in fear and trembling. God is God. And it's real. And you have a bride.
Be part of them.
Don't be an escort.
Shall we rise?
161. Nations are breaking.
Israel is awakening.
The signs that the prophets foretold. A Gentile is a number with Horus accurate. Eternity will soon unfold.
We've got to make it a bit faster.
There was a look up. We have seen things. We haven't gone halfway or one third of the service of the sermon. We see signs everywhere. And when you see these things, look up. Your redemption is near. Be filled with that spirit. Anyone outside of that one is an atomic folder. Fire will consume them. Why all else about? You talk to God. You got to minister to somebody at the back. Bow your heads everywhere and commune with God. God Almighty, His power is great and supreme. He does what no man can do. He can fill with His Spirit now. He can transform your life now, depending on the condition of your heart. He can change the violent sinners. He can change situations. Turn things around for you, depending on the condition of your heart. May God be gracious unto us. All eyes closed.
we see by our hands. If there be anyone that would like to remember the prayer, we just lift up your hand to God. Not for formality, but there should be a decision in your heart. There should be a request behind it. A minute that you are raising this to the Almighty God that formed heaven and earth. He has our breath and our future. All things are necessary. You must be determined from your heart to do His bidding. Not what pleases you, but what we approve at the end of the day. Because if you brought your fire before Him and it's disapproved, you are the one that will suffer the most. Far be that from any of us. May His mercy stand for us. Gracious Eternal Father, we thank you for the few broken words that has gone forth. We bless your holy name. Your word told us repeatedly in the book of Revelation, he that hath an ear, let it hear. Lord, this is different from the physical ear that we have to hear sound. But this is an internal ear that is given by God. And Jesus Christ said to the disciples, blessed are your eyes that see these things. But to others it is not given, but it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Just as many of the Jews perished in Jerusalem because they did not get the sign that Jesus gave. That is how millions and billions will perish in this generation because they did not get the sign. They did not see the flashing light that they sent forth. Lord Jesus, some of your children are at the altar. Hands are up everywhere in the building. We have said it's not for formality. There's a decision in the heart. There's a request behind it. We commit ourselves to you for mercy, for grace, for revelation, for understanding, for zeal, for bright spiritual sight, for grace and ability to do that which is pleasing to you. Visit us, Heavenly Father. May we not, after knowing all this, may we never be condemned at the end of this day. Remember us, Father. Forgive our failures. Forgive our shortcomings. Let our sins come under your blood. May iniquity not be counted on us at that day. Because having known what is good, may we not shun to do what that is good. Have your way in our life. This that we have had, may the Holy Spirit follow it up and give us better understanding and cement it in our hearts. May there be a spiritual warning to every one of us. May we be up and my Father. Thank you, King of God. As many as desire the Holy Spirit, which is your own life, the one that quickens this world and that give ability for one to live by it, I pray, dear Father, may you give unto your children, dear Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. Everyone that hear this and those that will see here later, may your revelations follow it, Father. Blessed be your wonderful Father. Whatsoever be our needs, requests, desires, maybe not mentioned, be it health-wise, whatsoever, your words will be reached to them all that call upon your name. As we call upon you, may we receive substance of our request in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, gracious Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we dismiss for a short time, when we come back again, may your blessing continue with us, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. The Lord bless you. And may His coming gladden our hearts. We'll dismiss straight away. And then on behalf of the ministers and the officers, I'd like to thank his sister that gave us a meal yet to be eaten. But we thank the sister. May the Lord bless her and put the same in our hands. The Lord bless you, God. I don't know about tomorrow. Where is that song again? You said 3, 2, 1.
Too many things occupy my head now that I don't remember most of the things I do remember now. God be merciful. God be merciful to me.